Welcome to the Unrest Podcast in this new year, 2023. I'm Caitlin Stansel.
The Unrest Podcast, the phlegm version.
We both have colds.
But we have some great stories. If you haven't already subscribed to the Unrest Podcast, please do so. It would just be a real treat.
And we love treats and tricks. But talking about the new year, yeah. The same old us here. We're starting the year with colds, and we should have named our ghost Flimmy, we were saying.
Yes. But instead, we do have a new name for our ghost. If you guys listened the past few times, we have a little ghost mascot, and his name or her name or crap.
I think it's officially a female. Yeah.
It's a female?
Oh, maybe it's an it. I guess the name could go either way.
Let's be it. Okay.
Okay. They use them pronouns.
Its name is Boozy.
Yes, thank you, Liva Holland. We're a little drunk on cough syrup too, I think, on accident. But Liva Holland is our ghost name winner. She's also one of our original listeners. So thank you so much, Liva, for the great name. Again, our little ghost mascot that you have seen on social media now. Its name is Boozy. Our very first episode of 2023 is going really well so far.
Sounds like a cluster.
And this story today, our real life haunt, comes from Nadine. So her and her man, they moved from New York to Florida. And they said on the first day of sort of unboxing, unpacking, the spirit there within this house made itself known. Take a listen.
2015, I moved from New York to Florida to a rental house in Port Richey, Florida. Everything was fine and we moved in. First thing we noticed was kind of weird was me and my boyfriend were in the garage. Me and him were the only ones in the garage. We just put a load of laundry in, closed the lid, went back to the edge of the garage and was cleaning up, sweeping up dirt on the floor. Looked back and the lid was open. I was like, okay, Gordon, did you forget to put more clothes in? Because it was Gordon. You forget to put more clothes in? You opened it? He's like, no, I was here with you the whole time. So that was the first thing that we noticed, that something was weird there. Small things like you turn the light off in the kitchen, go in another room, come back, it's on. No one else was in the house. When I had my son a couple years later after living in the house, it started to get more activity increased. My son was a newborn and he was laying on my boyfriend's chest on the couch. And I was in the kitchen, so two completely different rooms. And he heard in his ear, Jaden, really soft, like female voice, you know, whisper. And he opened his eyes and looked around, no one was there, called out for me, saying, did you just whisper in my ear? You know, our son's name? And I was like, no, I was in the kitchen. So it was definitely some type of female spirit. And a few weeks later, it happened to me where I was watching TV and I heard, mommy, right in my ear. Like, literally, someone's just whispering right in your ear. Look around, no one's there. Definitely something was there. I'm not, you know, we didn't look in the history of the house. The baby swing started moving on its own constantly. And there was no, we closed all the doors, because it was hot outside, so there's AC. But the AC wouldn't make the baby swing go back and forth because there's not enough, like, wind. And it would continually go back and forth, like, just swing on its own. There's other little things here and there, but definitely we felt that it was a spirit in there. My boyfriend has seen an apparition, but a different house and a different circumstance. But he believed in ghosts before we moved in, and I still was like, probably not. I was like a skeptic. But now since living in that house, experiencing things, I believe now. It was not like a scary thing. Like, they didn't try to scare us or whoever it was. I think we just let them know so it was their house before we moved in. the community we moved into was mostly elderly people. So I don't think an elderly lady who lived in the house years before we did must have passed away in the house. That's what my guess would be. Maybe it felt like it was the mother instinct came back. He moved out like a year after he was born. And he was like one. So, but little things like that. My daughter had a couple instances where she was kind of freaked out a little bit, like hearing things in the house when she was home alone. This wasn't me. I'll tell you what my boyfriend's seen. When he was a teenager, his girlfriend invited him over to her bedroom to sleep over. So he was like 16, 17-ish. This is in upstate New York, in Elmira, New York. So he was just falling asleep. She was already sleeping. You know, the lights were off. It was dark in her room. Something told him there's something there at the bottom of the bed. So he opened his eyes. You know, he felt something. He looked, and if you ever seen like a shadow, but it was completely white. It was like a white shadow is what he explained it as. Misty, not real deformed, but you can tell it was humanoid shape. He froze. He tried to like get his girlfriend's attention next to him, like, but he was in shock. He didn't want to take his eyes off of it, whatever it was. And then it finally he could talk, and he shook his girlfriend really hard. He's like, "What the hell did I just see?" It's like, "What was that?" Like, it disappeared as soon as she woke up. And she said, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "I see something. I don't know what it like." He didn't see a ghost before, so he don't know what it was. And evidently, her dad passed away in that same room that they were sleeping in. And she said, she talked up to, "Oh, I think you just see my dad." He actually got up, got dressed, and walked home. He said, "No, I'm not doing it." Never slept in that room again.
You know, whatever this ghost is, it is an older house, so it definitely could be something. But I feel like it was kind of, you know, since they did hear almost like a childlike person calling their name or like a mama, it could have been, you know, kid related. Maybe it was a child ghost.
Maybe just an OG ghost of the house. It's been there since its beginning.
Well, and talk about, I mean, like you're moving from New York to Florida, which is already a big move. And literally the first few days you're there, you notice, okay, there might be a ghost in this house.
And that they have like sort of a whispering voice. I feel like that's one of the sort of experiences that you could easily like talk yourself out of noticing. Like, did I hear something? You know?
Well, thank you, Nadine, for sharing that story with us. Our next real life haunt was sent in from Kathy Williams. She is from the Michigan area, or at least that's where this story took place. So take a listen to her story that may have some connection to a Native American tribe.
Down in the village of Dundee, Michigan is the Macon Reserve. The old mill on Toledo Street has a sign outside that speaks of the Indians that once were on that spot. Down on Bigelow Road, near the Raisin River, is a marked burial spot of the Potawatomi Indians, with an engraved large stone. There is also a county park that has another marked Native American trail by the river off Bigelow Road. Our property is just a mile out of town. My husband's family owned both sides of the street and down the road, but all that's left is the 8 acres and small house. His great-grandfather, Geo Irish, owned it, and Irish Road is just around the corner. My oldest son is Blackfoot Cherokee Indian and has certain abilities with the paranormal. Raging Bull War Boy is his name on YouTube if you'd like to check him out. He said there were several spirits that would travel through the portals. I had this also confirmed by a close friend who was a medium and urged us to close them. There are power lines that run through our property, and tragedy has happened as well. 53 years ago, a car went off the road and hit the house and tree out in front. It burned the house to the ground. The house was later rebuilt, but further back from the road. The driver of that car was killed, and two people ended up surviving. You can see a black man sitting facing the small woods on the side of that road. And inside the house, you can hear conversations between a man and a woman. There's also a spirit of a little girl who is often mistaken as my daughter by several family members. Strange smells and fragrances emanate from time to time. Bacon, coffee, perfume, powder, and cigar smoke. Strange voices also can be heard calling our names. Footsteps upstairs when no one is home, strange lights, UFOs, even strange beings around the cornfields. When I lived there, I couldn't look out the windows after dark because I felt them standing there looking in at me. But even after everything that had happened, the story I'm about to share with you gave me no fear. It almost gave me a peaceful feeling. Back in the spring of 2005, I was working in my garden on our 8-acre property in Michigan. Our property was extremely haunted and had several portals. The area was known for the Potawatomi tribe that lived and fished on the River Raisin, and a burial mound was found during that time not too far away. I like to listen to the native flute as I commune with nature. It was a way to connect with my ancestors and get away from the stress. I was alone in the field as I was digging up iris and transplanting them, when I started to hear the beating of a drum. It gets louder and louder, as if it was getting closer. And as I look up from what I was doing, I saw the spirit of a male Indian, dressed as he was from back then. He quickly vanished, and then the drumming ceased.
So hearing her sort of talk about like this rhythmic drum beat that led to this experience, it makes me think about like how sound is so influential when it comes to the paranormal and just like really in life. You know, when we went to Sedona for my bachelorette, we did that sound bath and just like what an amazing experience that was. Sound is like, it's therapeutic, but also I think it's just sort of like an entry point to maybe like opening your senses to things that you might not be aware of in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I enjoy how, you know, she gives us this backstory of this, you know, haunted area that, you know, tragedy has struck and it's been a really terrible, you know, some terrible stuff has happened and the residual energy of that terrible stuff seems to still be there. But the fact that, you know, she's out there in the spring in her garden and she hears this drumming and she is not filled with fear. She is filled, you know, with a type of peace and it almost brings her like a calming effect. I think that's really neat because you don't always get that with these type of stories.
Definitely. No, I love that about this story. And it also makes me think about, you know, just talking about like Native American influence and just sort of how like our surroundings like hold these sorts of vibes. Again, going back to Sedona, we went down to this, it's called a vortex. And it's sort of where like this water goes to this area that is supposed to have all this energy. And our tour guide made us like put our hand on the ground. And I swear we could feel like this sort of vibrational frequency as you touch the ground. And again, I just think like, you know, Native Americans were really connected to nature and like their surroundings. And it's just very telling that sort of the introduction to this experience for her was this sort of drumbeat.
I can just see it in my head, you know, whenever you think of Native Americans, you do think of, you know, like the drums and the dancing. And there's just something about, you know, the Native Americans that I've always been kind of drawn to. Older Native Americans were just so wise and just had so much, you know, to teach you. And I do feel like as a culture, we could learn a lot more from the older people.
We're really quick to dismiss the lessons from our elders and you know, those older generations. So
I think that's what, that's with any generation, not just Native Americans, but like, you know, African Americans, even old white men. I mean, it is interesting. It is interesting to hear their stories and their takes on things. And granted, they the world is different
today.
But yeah, it's very different. And being on here is hard sometimes because you don't know what to say.
Let us all take these lessons into 2023. Thank you so much for sharing those stories with us. And again, happy 2023 in this new year. And hey, a new year means plenty of new real life haunts. And we want to hear your stories. So make sure you email us at theunrestpodcast@gmail.com, or
you can check us out on Facebook. We have a regular Facebook and a Facebook group where we put all kinds of interesting fun facts. Also, you can check us out on TikTok and Instagram. And we just want you to have a really haunted new year. But until next time,
unrest in peace.